Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes life is hard, unfair, and painful. Despite your best efforts, problems will come your way that will knock you off your feet. Your situation may get complicated if you have ongoing responsibilities that won't take a back seat to the difficulties you now face. How do you cope? How do you assess the situation with a clear head and rational frame of reference? And how do you confront the latest firestorm without getting consumed in the flames? On today's show, we'll walk you through a 10-step process that will help you resolve your issues without putting gasoline on the fire. From a personal crisis to a professional disaster, we'll walk you through key empowerment techniques that will help you move through your madness with as little collateral damage as possible. Trust me, I've been there and done that, and I know how to come out on the other end with your integrity and self-respect in place. And I'm sure that if you are not experienced in pain, rejection, heartbreak, tragedy, financial havoc, or personal slander, if you live long enough, you'll get there. Just breathe. Take notes on open up unto the insight and information that will help you grow as a mother, a father, a grandparent, a business person, a student, a retiree, a job seeker, a faith-based leader, an educator, a civic leader, or a government official. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you are listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. I hope you're doing well. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and I am delighted that you have joined us today. It is a beautiful day here in the greater Boston area. I hope snow in the Northeast and the rest of the country will be a memory in terms of the winter of 2013-2012, and we can move right into the spring season. We need it and deserve it. Congratulations to all those who have survived the week so far, and we hope that you had a wonderful either Passover or Resurrection Sunday, Easter weekend last week, and it was certainly a marvelous time for many of us who are believers, either Jewish believers or Christian believers or those who are in that particular sphere of faith-based beliefs. So we are so thankful that we've come through, and this continues to be the Easter season. For those who are Orthodox, Greek Orthodox, they will probably celebrate Easter this weekend. Typically, their celebration is a week after the rest of us. And so if that is the case, I didn't look on the calendar before I got on the show. But if it is, we certainly wish all of you who are continuing in the spirit of Easter to celebrate it with lots of joy and jubilation. I want to talk to you today about a subject that all of us face. And this show is called Focus on Empowerment. When I started the show back in like 1999, 2000, many years ago on a live radio station where I used to drive in and have live guests on the air and talk to them. Frequently, people would call in with their issues and their challenges, and we would be able to give them advice, and a lot of my tips were all geared toward keeping people uplifted. So I think periodically, now that we have taken full advantage of technology and we're on the internet and the show can be aired at any time by any person, we're going to reiterate and reinforce ways that you, the listener, you, the business person, you, the educator, you, the teacher, whatever walk of life you happen to be in, how you can walk through these difficult journeys you go through and do it unscathed. And I'm not just talking from book sense. I'm going to give you my own list, how I get through the stuff I have to get through. And trust me, there's stuff all the time that I have to walk through. But before that, I want to share with you information about a wonderful book campaign that I'm involved with this weekend. So check this out, and we'll give you the link once the clip plays. Just hang on and listen tight.
Hello, this is Carol Copeland Thomas, and I want to thank you for your continued support of my e-zine, the Multicultural Symposium Series, and my speaking services. I'm very excited about my two new books that I've recently published. and I'm running a book campaign, and I really need your help. Between now and April 7th, I'm asking that you purchase my two new books for yourself, your friends, and your family. And this is especially pertaining to my subscribers and friends who have already purchased one of my books. You can pick up an additional copy for someone in your network. You're helping me because I have a personal goal of selling 10,000 books in the coming months, and this campaign helps that effort. Very few self-published authors like me can make that claim, especially as an African-American business owner, and I really hope to reach that goal. My two new books are titled, the first one, 21 Ways to Bring Multiculturalism to Your Job, Your Home, and Your Community. It's a book that's packed with useful information and practical advice on how to advance the cause of diversity and multiculturalism wherever you go. Those are topics and fields that I know a lot about. I've been doing this work for 26 years, and it becomes more exciting each and every day. The second book is a new one that I co-authored called Real Women, Real Issues, Positive Collaborations for Business Success. Talks about the principles and the information in this book can work for both men and women, business owners and valued employees. I'm so excited because I co-authored my latest book with three other African-American women who are also business owners like me. We've known each other through the National Speakers Association since the mid-1990s, and then we formed the Ebony Speakers in 2007. Both books are $25 total for both of them. They regularly cost $15 each, and you have a chance to save $5. I've also thrown in a very special bonus gift, and the shipping for everything will be completely free. You just have to go online, look at the very end of this video, and you'll find the website where you can order the books. Your support will help me reach my worldwide goal of advancing the role of economic development, global diversity, and multiculturalism. Just give me a call if you'd like to talk at 508-947-5755 if you have any questions at all. I really appreciate your support, and thank you for helping my book marketing campaign.
And let me give you two websites where you can order the book. You can go to my website, that's www.tellcarol.com. That's TellCarole.com. And on the homepage, you'll see the special that runs through Sunday, April 7th. Or you can also go directly online and order the book at tobookoffer.eventbrite.com. Let me give that to you again. It's http://. Don't use www, just put directly in there too. T-W-O, book. Offer, O-F-F-E-R, .eventbrite, E-V-E-N-T-B-R-I-T-E, .com. But the easiest way is just to go right to my website. It'll take you there. You can link, and you'll actually have a chance to order online. Appreciate all the support. Really, really trying to reach that goal of 10,000 books, and we hope that you'll help us to get there. So, maybe this has been not a good week for you. Maybe the problems are just all around you. I actually have asked my Facebook friends, and I'm probably going to bring any kind of comments that they have to the next program that we'll have next week. But several friends have already liked the page that I had where I was going to talk about this subject. We all have problems. Everybody has problems. In life, so frequently, it's not the problems that you have. It's how do you cope with the problems that you have, or the problems that just come out of nowhere. I mean, I've had situations even recently. You've had a joyous, wonderful experience. Maybe you've gone to a play, or maybe you've had a wonderful weekend, or something's happened that's really been very, very satisfying to you. And then the next day, it is like the complete opposite, where you just don't know where these issues come from. Well, those things happen to me, and I'm sure they happen to you as well. So let's look at 10 ways where you can work through the issues in as much of a rational nature as possible. I say all of this saying that in life, and I put this in my books and I talk about it as well, there are some things you can control and there are many things you cannot control. And I think as you mature in life, you realize that's the process that you go through. You try to cope and you try to react properly to those issues that you have some semblance of control over, and then the others you just have to just move through and just hold your breath. Number one is to acknowledge your pain. Acknowledge your pain. So often, sometimes, if you're not careful, you're in denial so long that you forget that you are absolutely raging in pain and anger, and all the emotions are just there. And it's important to acknowledge when something just hits you between the eyes, this has hit me between the eyes. But most importantly, also number one, is to know when you are going to own what is yours. Some problems, some issues really belong to other people, and they project it upon you. I'm going to say that again. Sometimes there are problems that happen to other people, and they project those problems on you. Don't take on other people's problems, whether they're your family members or people that you're involved with relationship-wise or people you work with. Don't take on their problems. Just own what's yours. Sometimes you have contributed to the problem. Sometimes you haven't. So you want to make sure that you differentiate between what's yours, your stuff, and the stuff of other people. And there are other people out there who are masters at dumping and offloading their stuff on your shoulders. You don't want to get involved in that. Number two is try to calm down before reaching out and doing something, doing anything. Sometimes you just need to stop and just calm down and realize you're in a crisis, you have a problem, somebody's trying to put a problem on you. You don't know what's going on, but it feels like this is not right, and you have to read your body. And again, when you get old enough, you know something is wrong. So all of those things can go into effect at the same time, but you most of all, first of all, want to just calm down before you do anything. And I say that because so often when you're angry or emotionally upset or distraught, you will react and you will reach out and you'll try to lash out at persons, at people, at a situation without fully assessing, if you do that, what is going to be the consequences of you doing whatever the actions are that you're involved in. So calm down before you do anything. That's point number two. Point number three is to walk away if necessary. There are some confrontations, there are some people who are just toxic. There are some people I feel who are just plain old evil. And there are some people who, for whatever reason, are so toxic and so preoccupied with their own issues and so manipulative or very, very skilled at communicating that will hit your tripwire and then you go off. Sometimes people are in that space and you just need to walk away, completely walk away. I've had to do it recently, just with some stuff I've had to deal with. Just walk away, clear your head, and then you can go through the step one, two, and then the other steps that we're going to talk about. So walking away, particularly if it puts you in a situation where there's going to be some physical violence that is threatening, or your safety is going to be threatened, or the safety of other people, and you have the opportunity to walk away or to protect yourself or to hide somewhere. We have these gun violence, horrific situations that are taking place way too often, certainly here in the United States, where you can't walk away or run away. You just need to just move very quickly. But whatever the case may be, you just want to make sure that you are in a safe space, and if possible, you just walk away. Number four, and again, for those who are just listening, thanks so much. We are talking about getting through difficult times one day at a time. I'm sharing my own personal 10-step process of how you deal with the stuff that hits you between the eyes and you have to somehow get through it. Number four, and this is really important and it needs to be decided upon very carefully, is to reach out to one trusted friend, not a whole posse of your girlfriends or your guy friends or the people that you hang out with, but reach out to one trusted friend. If you live in one city, perhaps that one trusted friend needs to be 500 miles away or 1,000 miles away, or maybe that person is around the corner. You have to decide who you can trust, I mean really trust, because there are times when you need to share confidential information with one person and you don't want it to be in the newspaper the next day, or you don't want it to be online or with your social media platforms, because there are some situations that, quite frankly, don't need to be discussed online. So you need to find that one trusted friend and be very honest with that person. And again, you know, I've had a number of those kind of relationships with trusted friends throughout the years, some here locally in my greater Boston area, and then those who are also outside of my geographical area tend to be those that I lean on when I just don't want to have my information in the streets, should I say, here in Boston. So you want to reach out to that one trusted friend. If you've had a relationship with that person, you don't have to give any background about what's taking place. But use the person for a sounding board. And so often that particular friend, if you've had a relationship with them, you know, girlfriends or guy friends or somebody who's a mentor or whatever it happens to be, they may see what's going on much easier and quicker than you. They may actually see the problem before you see the problem. So they may be able to give you advice that you hadn't even thought about because of their wisdom, their own experience, or whatever it happens to be. But that one trusted friend, I think, is very, very key and paramount in some ways in people getting through the difficult times that they're under. Number five is to find solace in prayer, meditation, whatever your faith-based or religious belief that happened to be. I am a Christian. I am an admitted Christian. I had fun last weekend posting my church shout time from Bethel AME Church. You can go to my YouTube channel and see that. And that's who I am as a faith-based person. And I'm a faith-based person because I've been through so much: death of my son, divorce, other troubles, financial difficulties, ups and downs with business, all that kind of thing. And so often what grounds me is my conviction and my commitment to my religious belief. I pray every day. I pray in the morning. I pray during the day when need be. I do the meditative consternations and the affirmations that I need to get through troubled times. And trust me, it works for me. I do believe in Jesus and God. That's who I am. If you are Muslim, then you also need to hang on to your religious beliefs. If you are Jewish, hang on to those beliefs. If you are Hindu or Buddhist, whatever your religious beliefs are, troubled times are the times when these religious anchors can help bring you through. And the scriptures and the religious teachings, the stories, are just amazing in terms of how you can really relate to them on a one-to-one basis. And I just think about the whole Good Friday experience, and then the Resurrection Sunday, and just the horrific challenges and the crowd totally turning on a man of faith and a man of God that they had cheered coming into the city walls, and then he's crucified several days later. So troubles see every walk of life, and they are a part of our lives. But you, in your own way, need to figure out what works for you from a meditative point of view or a religious point of view or a prayer point of view, and anchor yourself on them when troubles come, because troubles are going to come to your life at some point. Number six is to realize that your greatest journey in life and the journeys in life that you go on so often are these tough times, that there are people who are looking at you and looking at how you're going to react. And they're going to make statements to you in a way where you're not going to realize that your reaction and how you navigate the issues and the problems that you have are going to be teachable lessons for someone else or companies or organizations going forward. I think of every political leader in this country and every political leader in every country in the world, and the leader of whatever country you're talking about, whether it's President Obama or whether it's the president of France or Italy or Brazil or Kenya or China or wherever you happen to be, there are those difficult times when social dynamics have to be worked through. In our case, we've got to get something done in terms of these gun control laws so that our country just won't go up in smoke with people killing each other with machine equipment that can just tear down and rip through several people at one time. And those are some of the tough issues that President Obama is navigating right now with a Congress that just won't play right. Congress that just won't deal with this because of the high power of the National Rifle Association and the lobbying that's being done that's preventing the proper amount of gun control that needs to take place in our country. That's one instance where the leadership is going to be tested and is being tested when we're looking at that particular set of circumstances. So sometimes the stuff you're going through and the way you handle the stuff you're going through is actually a lesson for those to either follow or to reject accordingly. Number seven is music therapy. You know, there are reasons why there are songs on iTunes and songs on YouTube that get a million hits. And they're downloaded and played over and over again. There's songs that we have stuck in our heads that just stay there for years and decades because they're anchor songs. It becomes therapy. Music can be therapy. My undergraduate degree is in music. I was a music major at Emory University. And I know how powerful and potent and sometimes toxic music can be. But if you use it properly and you use it to get you through these tough times, can be an opportunity for you to come out on top and at least have the right kind of peace of mind that you need to get through, even if the problems are not going to be solved in 30 minutes. Sometimes problems take 30 years to solve. But if you certainly have the capacity and the equipment, being music that you can play on your iTunes or you can play on your smartphone or you can download or you can play with a 78 recording or whatever your mechanism happens to be to hear and listen to the music, it can be a powerful way for you to really get through the tough issues that you have. One song I love and I would encourage those of you who are faith-based is the song Encourage Yourself. You can actually play it on YouTube. And, boy, I've played it a lot over the last several years. It's a wonderful song that just reminds you that sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Stuff happens so often that you can't rely on other people. You've got to do the encouraging first and foremost. Number eight is that there are various YouTube videos. There are various articles. There are books that you definitely can read. And there are whole industries that are based on problems and challenges. So frequently now, what I'll do, if I have a tough situation, I'm amazed at the kind of videos that are on YouTube. I have encouraged you to go to my channel and listen to what I'm talking about today and my book, Promotional Activity. But there are lots of how-to videos that are on YouTube. You can just put in the search box, maybe financial crisis or debt. Or breakups, or the death of a child, or whatever. You can put anything in the YouTube search engine, and I bet you there's going to be a video that you can watch, and hopefully it'll be helpful, and hopefully it'll move you forward. There are people now, everyday walk of life people who have these YouTube channels. I listened to one this week, 1,000 videos on there on various subjects and on, you know, subjects that pertain to their level of expertise or lack thereof. Some of the videos are just pure nonsense. So you have to be discerning, but there are videos on YouTube that can be very, very helpful and can lead you in the right direction in terms of all the research you need to do. Point number nine, as we look through this list of how to get through difficult times one day at a time, is to journal. I've been journaling every day. Sometimes I'll miss a couple of days, but I will definitely get back to it. But I've been journaling every day since 1997. That was the year my whole life fell apart and my son was killed in a car accident, and I had to somehow figure out how to get up and keep going without killing myself, going crazy, or just being an absolute meltdown for the rest of my life. And for me, journaling and writing in a journal has been absolutely healing, wholesome, and therapeutic. And I would highly recommend that you just go and get a notebook. I'm going to actually come out with a book that will be a journal that you can use, and that will come out later on this year. But I probably have close to 40 volumes, different notebooks that I use because I journal every single day. It is a very therapeutic process, and I would highly recommend that you consider journaling. And we'll talk more about journaling in the coming weeks, too. Number 10 is to acknowledge, and I have two bonus ones I'm going to give you as well. Number 10 is to acknowledge, that you have a problem, that you have problems. But most importantly, get back up. Get back up. Don't stay down where you are. Get back. You can even be in the midst of problems and still get yourself back up and move on. You may not be able to move forward. And again, those of you who have suffered the loss of loved ones, I mean, I have a wonderful friend at a church who was just smiling and happy and cooking in the kitchen last Friday, and she is dead today. She had a massive heart attack on Easter Sunday, and she's gone. You can imagine what that family's going through. So you can't expect them to just wind the clock up, and 30 days later, their pain is over with. That's not going to happen. It's going to take them, her children, her loved ones, her church members, years to get over this particular loss. And there are lots of other losses that we can share as well. But sometimes when you have those kind of difficulties and struggles, you have to acknowledge it, but you have to get yourself up. You have to, and you have to move forward. If you're dealing with physical problems and health problems and the doctor's giving you really bad news about what you're going through, really bad news, there's got to be some way that you can still put on the face of courage and commitment, the face of triumph over tragedy, and still step forward with whatever left you have in your life, since none of us have an actual expiration date that we know of. You need to move on. And two bonus points that I'd like to share with you, bonus tips, is point number 11, is to, as often as possible, check yourself and stay away from temptations and tempting situations that can get you in trouble. You see him a mile away, it looks like eye candy, he looks good, she looks good, that situation doesn't add up, one and one doesn't add up to two, but it looks like a real promising business opportunity, or you've heard all the talk about what is going on with that particular person or that particular town or that project, but it just looks too good, and you just have to just sample it. Step away and walk away, move away, and as my mother always says with all of this, God rest your soul, is take the high ground. Take the high ground. And number 12 is your bonus point, is to remember the sheroes and the heroes of your past. Remember those people, those personalities, the individuals who have had it much worse than you have. When I think about the decisions that Abraham Lincoln had to make when he literally entered office as president of the United States and immediately went to war the next month, immediately went to war in April of 1861, and his entire presidency was a war term. Every decision he had to make was either going to cost people their lives or something was going to happen. But my God, what he did, masterfully so, as a leader with conflict all around, is why there are so many books written about him and why the latest movie was written about him. So there are heroes and sheroes in your lives and your family that you need to look to strengthen you and to encourage you. All of these tips are at my website. So if you missed it, if you actually listen, you don't have time to come back, you can go to tellcarole.com, TellCarole.com. Go to my blog posting for today, and you will see all these tips listed. Trust me, it's not going to be easy, whatever you're going through. You're going to face difficulties, challenges, and circumstances beyond your control. But if you can at least have the courage and the faith of a mustard seed, you'll work through the issues triumphantly, and you'll be better for it. Have a great week, and we will talk with you next week. This is Carol Copeland-Thomas signing off.